Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all, I am being gaslit again.
No, you're gaslighting me.
No, you're gaslighting me.
You're doing something that is making a thumbs up. There have been two thumbs up symbols on the screen. We're not doing this for video. But I'm seeing things like there's a thumbs up symbol. There's been balloons.
No, we're remote but goat. And he says that I'm just drinking a cup of coffee because I need it because I went to Vegas yesterday. That's why my voice is low. And he says every time I move my coffee in the screen.
No, it wasn't that. Something is going on. And I told you, why would I point it out if it wasn't there?
Because I can't see it. But that's mainly because. My video, I push out of the way because I don't like to look at my face while I talk to you.
I have to look at my face.
Oh, I don't.
It's the only way I can.
Oh, it'll bother me so much. I'll be so inhibited.
I need to look at my face. Kind of like when I need to watch myself getting fucked.
You're not looking at me while you talk? You're just looking at yourself the whole time?
Yeah, what I say. I'm looking at you. Mostly I'm looking at you. Sometimes I look over to remind myself.
Here, I'm going to move it over just for a little. I don't see any thumbs up.
You're not doing anything right now.
What I do? Not, do I do like a thumbs up on the screen or something?
No, it's not you. It's an emoji. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm doing a thumbs up. I can't see anything.
Thumbs up. This is the very definition of gaslighting. Something is happening.
No, yes, you are forcing me to act like an idiot on this show going thumbs up, thumbs up. Well, I moved the screen back over. I can't see anymore because I don't want to see myself. I want to focus on you.
I'm going to do some research on this, and I'm going to show you it's real, and I'm going to tell you why it has to happen, and I'm going to ask you to stop doing it because it completely distracts me. If there are balloons this show, I'm going to scream and run off onto Wilshire.
Well, Mary Payne said she thought the balloons were my dad. So
the balloons were not your father.
No, I think so. So September, we're recording this on Monday, September 18th. I don't know. I don't have anybody who died who was born on this day. So I don't know.
Why don't we? So no heavenly birthdays.
No heavenly thumbs up. I want to know if it's a heavenly thumbs up.
Can we start the show?
Y'all, this is Toe.
This is Toe.
Season 5, Episode 11,
Breaking Bed.
Bed.
Breaking Bed. Have you ever broken a bed? You've broken my couch by jumping onto it.
I did. I did. What? Y'all, I ran
jumped onto my couch and broke it. And didn't offer me money to fix it.
It, first of all, it wasn't your couch. At the time that I broke it, it was our couch, and we had purchased it together from Mathis Brothers. Thank you.
But I took the couch later and paid you for it. So, and I don't think I should have paid you for it.
You didn't pay me full price for it. You did not pay me for that couch.
I haggled well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you paid me very little bit.
I paid $100.
Y'all, it was terrifying. I was excited to see Poodle. We were going to watch TV. I think we were going to, oddly enough, since I just went to Drag Race Live, I think we were going to watch Drag Race.
I think so.
And I ran in the room like a little.
And kind you jumped onto the couch.
Yes, I wanted to run in the room like I used to. One of my favorite memories is I'd be outside playing, and then I'd hear ding, 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 six chime bells, and then bum, 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 bum. And I knew if it was a Saturday afternoon, I had to get inside because it was time for Wonder Woman to come on Channel 2. So I would run in the house, and I would jump in the air like Wonder Woman and land on the couch, and I'd just get ready for it. Didn't realize that's when I was a little 8-year-old child.
You weren't 200 pounds.
This was when I was a 28-year-old man. And I ran excitedly and I jumped in the air and I landed on that couch, y'all.
And it's like the wood splintered.
It cracked like thunder.
It sounded like the Temple of Jerusalem cracking.
Poodle's face? I don't know what's worse. Poodle's?
Wait, you broke the couch. You broke the couch. It was also hysterical because if I would have ever done that, I would have never gotten over it.
I felt so not slim in that moment, and I was horrified.
Well, you broke the couch.
Anyway,
y'all, where were we?
Be sure to tune into our, I'm going to save it for B90. Be sure to tune into that because I'm going to give you the Drag Race roundup.
The B90 this week. So it's like Sunday.
Oh, so next week.
Yeah. That's why I was telling you to do it now.
Okay. I'll do it later. Or I could do it now. When do you want me to do it?
Why don't you do it halfway through the show?
Great. I love that. Love that. Love that.
I said, look, why don't you do it? I said, you're going to do it now. Why don't you do it now? Because it's going to be next week. I think you were somewhere else because you didn't hear me. Because you're just talking.
I've had 4.5 hours of sleep.
Well, whose fault is that? I'm here ready to do a show.
I feel good now, too, actually, because I took a nap. I was up, and it was hot, and I couldn't leave the table.
Oh, the table was hot. I see.
The table was hot.
Did you win any
hot.
Money? Yeah, there you go.
The table was hot for a little bit.
You lost it all, didn't you?
My friend won. He won $1,500 on a $10 bet.
Oh, wow.
What'd you odds do? Are like 200,000 to 1. So let's talk.
How
about
hot
the
was
show.
That table?
It was real hot, real
and
hot.
And then it was cold.
As
like
I told
Katy
you,
Perry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all,
yeah.
Just take a bunch of money to Vegas and consider it burned money. Don't ever get
That's
out
the
anymore.
Way I thought of it. Actually, I learned how to play craps. I was very excited about that. I learned how to win and I learned how to lose at craps. And
know when to fold them.
Yes,
know when to hold them.
I know I should have, but the thing is, what the problem? Why I stayed? I don't want to tell you this. You're going to be so
why?
Angry. About
I promise
it.
I won't make fun of you.
You're going to be so angry about it. I made friends with the dealers and the other people at the table.
Shocker.
We started talking. And there's this there's like this group of three Persian men. And I started talking to them because I thought they were hot. Turns out, very straight. And they loved me. He would have me, this guy Isaac would have me blow on his dice for good luck. Because
you were like their little gay mascot.
I was, because I hit that dice, and I went on a 30-minute run of my own dice. So everybody called me the lucky die until later when I wasn't.
Lucky fag. It's lucky fag, y'all. Let her blow on your dice.
Met a man from Texas. The dealer wants to talk. He talked to me. He wants to talk to me about how to start a podcast. He got my email.
Groundbreaking.
And the other girl, her name was Julie. She actually wants to be a therapist. So wanted to talk to me about she got my email for that too. So I wish him well.
I swear to God,
I couldn't believe that they were my friends.
If you tried to talk to me and I didn't know you, I think I'd be like, get away from me, motherfucker. So I think I would just not.
Because when I won big, I was like, okay, I need to pack it up and go home.
But you couldn't because you were talking to everybody.
They were like, oh, don't leave, Maddie. Don't leave. And I was like, oh, you guys are fun. We're friends.
Yeah. So you're
saying. The waitress comes over and she's like, do you want another Captain Morgan and Diet Coke? And I said, yes, ma'am.
Rum and Coke? Jesus.
Something about when I go to Vegas, I like to drink trashy drinks. Just terrible.
That's
drink.
A trashy drink, especially just, Captain Morgan.
Yes. Oh, I go there.
No. No. Can we
anyway.
Start the show? the talk of talking to people in casinos and made me very sad. I go in there. I want to win for a little bit, and then I want to go back to my bedroom and get on the apps and fuck someone I'll never see again.
That's great. I like to play the game. It's less about the money. It's playing the game for as long as you can.
Anyway, Breaking Bad.
I also gave makeup advice to the woman who was a car dealer. Her name was Lydia, a beautiful woman from Thailand who was our, what's that card game called? Pai Gao? I think it's called Pai Gao.
I don't know.
I enjoyed that game very much. It was me and a bunch, me, my friend, who's kind of an old soul as well, and then just three Asian women and then and the dealer. And we had a good time. We sat there for like 2 hours.
Sounds wholesome. Okay. I'm not interested unless there's coke or hookers involved, honestly. I want to talk about Sounds like Sarper.
Speaking of coke and hookers.
I was going to say, you didn't ever ask me. I asked if you'd ever broken a bed.
Oh, I
have.
I didn't want to ask you that.
It wasn't really a bed.
I was worried about the description that's about to follow.
It was the headboard. And it wasn't mine. It was this guy's apartment in West Hollywood. And the bed already looked flimsy.
He fucked a lot of people on it.
I kind of have this technique where I grab on the back of the headboard.
This is why I didn't. This is literally
like
why I didn't.
Over
ask.
My head, like elbows out, and you can kind of, or I grab underneath.
Like in Pilates,
the headboard.
When you have to grab the bar behind you.
Yeah, for some reason that always feels natural when we do that. And I can grab that, and I kind of was pulling and pulling, and I kind of it went. And I kind of cracked because I the force of my body. And after he's like, I think you broke my headboard. And I was like, well, it was worth it, wasn't it? He went, I guess. I never called him again.
It wasn't that good? Or you felt bad because you broke his headboard?
Oh, I didn't feel bad at all. The bed was decrepit, much like Sarper's.
This is why I didn't want to ask for that visual image. I just imagine like when you're having sex, you have retractable claws that we normally don't see in your normal life.
Like gay Wolverine. But it's like red nails, like jungle red Sylvia from The Women.
Wow. Gay Wolverine.
No. Honestly, he should have been happy with the technique he was receiving. Lots of great angles.
That made my coffee sour in my mouth as you said it.
Y'all, you need a strong headboard. If you're gonna perform, like if you're on the pommel horse or on the rings, you need a strong headboard. And I've said before, don't get these fabric headboards. You can't wipe them off. Get yourself a good Scotch guarded one at least. Moving on. Shekinah and Sarper.
I think real quick in announcements is that y'all, if you've heard already, we are doing the Golden Bachelor.
We are covering the Golden Bachelor. We are dipping our toes into the Bachelor pool.
I'm very excited.
Toxic waste that is the Bachelor pool.
I'm excited.
Collabs coming up. I'm scared, actually.
I'm worried that they're going to start like doing, sometimes they'll do specials and they're like, on 3 episodes of The Golden Bachelor this week. And we'll go, oh, God.
On a 4-hour episode.
Yeah. But it looks really good. Y'all are very excited about it. So that makes us happy. So, makes me happy. Poodle doesn't care what you fucking think.
No. I stopped that a long time ago. I'm excited if people get happy.
You are. Yeah. You want, so.
I did put, you got, on the Sissy Squad, I said, you got fully loaded in September, and I posted a picture of a rubber Red Baron pizza, and now you're fully loaded and hand-tossed in October. Get it? Hand toss? Like I toss you around in a hand, you toss you off?
You didn't consult with me on this branding for October?
Hand tossed for October. You're getting hand tossed.
We did not discuss.
Throw you around like a pizza crust and just go.
This is not
Roto-Rooter yet.
This is why I'm not going to approve. Oh, it's too late now because you put it out there, but you get you ready.
Getting tossed in October.
Because every time we talk about this now, you're going to want pizza. And I would have told you that.
Some people said, and I haven't had Red Baron in a long time. I think I got sour on it. But people say that Red Baron is one of their favorite frozen pizzas.
I've never had it.
I think I had it a while back.
If I did, I don't remember. We weren't a very, my mother hated frozen pizzas. We just ordered it. And so from Pizza Hut. So we never had frozen pizza growing up.
Pizza delivery was too far out for us. I didn't know what pizza delivery was until I went to college. Hand to God.
That's true. I didn't know that either. We didn't have delivery either. I think you can get it now.
We picked it up at Pizza Inn sometimes.
We would picked it up, yeah.
But we had to go to town for that.
Well, how far was town for y'all? It was only 8 minutes for us.
15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's farther.
My mother was like, why can't I just buy a $7 pizza?
And she would just say, here, Jaylene Bird, eat it. So you'd be happy.
Just as long as your brother and I don't, brother, you don't bother me. Ah, it's hot. I told you not to eat it. Too hot. Too hot. Cool.
I mean, how many times?
Lord, do Lord deliver me. Do Lord deliver me.
Y'all, I'm here to tell you, his mother, I remember in the middle of Cedar Sinai, she will look up to the sky and say, do Lord deliver me. And I remember she said it, and I looked at her and go, what part of Mayberry did I just flash back
to? It is something very specific about where I grew up to ask the Lord to take you now.
Ironically enough, she didn't look up at the sky and say that about her son in a coma almost dying.
It was my father, probably.
It was your father looking for a massage therapist for his sciatica because he couldn't do anything and was useless.
There's an update on that, by the way.
Uh-oh.
My mom has had very little to no kind of like contact with my father. She's like, I'm going to freeze him out.
What does she mean by that?
I think she's just waiting until he says he does like a full apology. Which it's going to be half-hearted. My father's never really apologized for anything in his life.
Is she going to cook for him at all or not?
Yeah, she'll do that, but her heart's not going to be in it. So it's kind of crueler. I'm so glad I'm not there.
Wow.
Even my brother texted me about it.
He did?
All is not happy in Denmark.
Oh, so you didn't call, you decided that you were going to call your mom yesterday.
No. I talked to her. She was fine. She's like, I don't want to talk about him. My brother texted me, though. She's like, she's still on the warpath.
Wow.
A lot of y'all said, my father took a, oh, it was 50, when they're 50, my father took it her vacation. Anyway.
I love one sissy said, we tried planning a party for my parents and they fought so much about the location. We're so hurt. We said, fuck it. And we just let them spend the day and be miserable for the rest of their lives together.
Sounds right. That's what I think a lot of people do who've been.
I guess so. Yeah. This is foreign to me because I never 20 years is tops for my parents. That's as much as they
can do. Well, for my, as my mother says, 50 years of wedded bliss.
But she says it lovingly, right?
No, just like that. Just like that.
We need to, okay.
Shekinah and Sarper.
I'm sad now. Y'all, he's on the way to pick her up.
Still looks like he just came from Madame Tussauds.
It really did.
There's something about him. He looks like lines blur, and like all of a sudden he comes like a comic book character come to life. Like the lines are too distinct. It's weird. It makes me not believe in reality.
It's yeah, his hair is really, there's actually a show in Vegas. It's terrible, I've heard. It's at the Wynn called Awakening, but the models were all not wearing wigs. They were wearing these like plastic cartoon yes. wigs, and that's what his hair looks like to me. It's so gelled. It doesn't move.
I am shocked. I gave up the Playboy life. I maybe like 2 or 3 girls per day.
I don't know what happened. Maybe
she did some dark black magic.
Never say never when you want to go to America. No.
My love is coming. From the outside, she is a sex bomb, but soft inside. She loves to take care of the people.
The people. So we don't really know enough to make these assumptions, so it's kind of unfair, but I do kind of
want
to ask.
When has that stopped us before?
Yeah, exactly. Your initial sense, do you... We don't know kind of end game for the, we haven't seen them much together except for this first episode. I don't think it's going to last very long. But do you think he is, she says she's moving over here.
I'm going to say something controversial. Say it. Mm-hmm. I find him more authentic than she is.
I get what you're saying. I can say that. I think authentic meaning, at least when you say that word and apply to her, I don't think, sometimes we think if someone's not authentic that they might be, at least on 90 Day Fiancé, manipulative or not forthcoming. But I agree with you. I don't think she knows who she is. And I think she probably is one of those women who latches on to the persona of the man she's dating.
Yes. And I think when I'm saying authenticity, I'm meaning at... It's more of a quality of like presenting herself as being real. And I feel like she's acting for the cameras. And I actually don't think he is. I think he's just weird and awkward. And
very weird and awkward.
He said, y'all, she does a Darcy in the bathroom.
She does.
And they have this. Oh, we were going to do it later, but I think it's time.
What? Oh, jeez.
To do an episode.
Glad we're doing it earlier.
Of, we'll just keep going. Of Reality Gaze Theater. I don't think your heart was very in that.
No, I was.
I'll make you do it again.
We can't do it together because we're remote but goat. How do I do it?
But your face was kind of sullen.
I'm sorry. You know, sorry. I was just.
I question your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about David the dealer who still lives with his parents and he wants to get out of it. David, this one's for you.
You need to let the people go.
David at the Link Hotel. Vegas. I hope you're inspired by this.
It is a town of sadness. That's why I can't be there. The general sadness hangs in the air.
It was perfect. We were there for like 24 hours. It's perfect.
So,
okay. And
this is,
yeah.
Her getting out of the airport. I'll be playing Sarper. You'll be playing Shekinah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
action.
Action. Hi. Hi, honey.
Hello, my love.
Oh, my God.
Like slow-mo in the movies.
Oh, my God. Kissy. Kissy.
Oh. I finally found my love.
Oh, you look so handsome. Oh,
I never brought flowers to a woman before.
Oh, they're so beautiful. They're
you look nuts. So good.
Oh my God, let me touch your arms. Let me touch your chest. Oh my gosh, let me touch your deltoid.
I am keeping my form for you.
Yes.
You
oh
like
my, God.
My muscly body?
Yes. Yes. You look so sexy.
You like
so
how they throb for you?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're bulging. You're bulging. Hold me. How do I look?
Oh, do you like my strong arms? You are wonderful.
Oh,
yeah? It's almost like you are not. It's almost like you are a selfie come to life.
Oh, my God. You know what? You're so romantical. So sweet. So sweet. Let me
shall we go
arm
back?
Again.
You can touch it as long as you like my perfection and my form.
Oh yes.
Do you want to go to my apartment?
Mm-hmm. Let's okay. go. Let's
hold on.
Go.
Don't worry about the turnstile that happens when you go there.
Ding!
Sorry, that's what it says when it's over 1 million served.
What? Okay, I guess that's kitschy.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, great. Wow, it looks really clean in here.
Do you like it?
Yeah,
I cleans for you. I cleans.
The last time you were here was such a bachelor pad. This looks great.
You want to?
Can I make some changes? Just a couple of changes?
You've been here 1 minute.
Like a woman's touch. It's like a woman's never been in here before. Like there's
never
there have
been women. Trust me.
Really?
There have been lots and lots. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It
every
looks
other
like
day.
Really? It's like a woman's essence has never been in here before.
They're not here long enough, though, to change things. So that's how that
okay.
works.
Okay, well, let's living room's nice. Let's see.
Do you want to see my PlayStation room, my gaming
what?
Room?
What?
I game. I have video games. I like to play, and what? I want to play things like Skyrim, and I want to destroy. And that is how I get out my anger.
I don't want a guy who's just playing it. Also, there's smoking ashes all over this table. And
what do you mean?
Smoking,
every Turkish man smokes. What the fuck are you talking about?
You said you quit, Sarper. You said you quit, but fine. I just
you
don't
know
like
what?
Playing games. I don't like
Let's
it.
Go Let's go to sleep.
Last
Let's
time we
sleep.
Were here, the lights were out. I couldn't see anything. I had done Molly.
Yes.
I didn't notice the game room.
I think
Let's
we,
move on.
I think we woefully don't know each other very well.
Sure.
I think we're both realizing that. So
Let's go to bed.
Let's
I'm
go to bed.
Tired.
Do you like my strawberry shortcake kind of bed here?
Oh my God, it is. I love. Doesn't really smell like strawberry shortcake.
What? It smells like what bleach. It smells like bleach and Bath and Body Works.
Did you say Bath and? You know, I exclusively wear Victoria's Secret.
Oh yeah, the ones with the purple bottle.
Why would I ever put Bath and Body Works on this body?
So like, get in bed with me. Get in bed
okay,
with me.
Okay, let me pull back the covers.
What? What's wrong?
What is that? Oh, my God. What happened to your headboard?
What?
Look how scratched up it is.
Normal wear and tear of lots of nails clawing at
nails.
It.
Women's nails? Women's nails?
Yeah, that's right, Toots.
Or nails
lots
like
of
from home. Why is there a chunk? Take it. It looks like you embedded like a turtle shell in your bed, but then you took it out and there's just a hole.
That was one woman's teeth. Like she was very strong teeth, almost like donkey teeth. She was grabbing on. But no, I cleaned it all. Let's sit down on the bed.
The mattress is.
Oh, wait.
Why is your mattress crunchy?
That's what kind of blankets we have here in Turkey. Oh, sorry.
Why? It's really hard and stiff, almost like. Why does it smell like bleach in here?
That's cum. Yeah, that's a lot of cum. So, just so you know, after a while, the cum doesn't come out.
I'm stopping this. Wow.
After a while, you wash, cum is still there. You just smell it. I called this the bed of 5,000 gooshes. Doesn't it just look like it reeks of like actual pounding?
Oh,
like
y'all, it just smells like cigarettes and vaginal secretions in there.
Yes.
Like,
and lots of lube, but
lube.
Like water-based lube that kind of smells sweet.
You're getting
I just made that really too real for myself.
Poodle.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Anyway, and she said, so she.
But they, no, they Poodle, before say, you move on, I yes. want to ask you, what does this look like in comparison to your bed?
What do you mean? My bed's fine.
Oh, no,
my bed
Poodle.
Is in good shape.
I mean, what does this look like in comparison to your bed whenever you moved out of your last apartment and the movers
my
moved
bed? My bed was fine.
Tell everybody what happened when the movers moved your bed, Poodle.
A couple of things.
In fact, I want to say you needed help moving like an end table, and I went to move it, and my hand slipped off of it because it was covered in lube.
Yes, and there were tons of condom wrappers when they moved my bed. That was a long time ago.
There were also, I don't know how, because I think you sent me a picture, there were cum stains on the back of your headboard.
Well, sometimes people got really excited. Hey, I'm good at my job.
Y'all.
I will say the bed was in a rough, it
really looked like a woman had. You could kind of see the hole of where he's pounded women up against the
headboard. Up against it, yeah.
And it's just like erosion.
Just the oils of their hands.
Like waves on Malibu Beach just slowly eroding the rock
it's
away.
It's kind of like how wallpaper looks when so many people touch it.
Yes.
Like that's what, just the oils from thousands of women's hands have done to that bed.
I got to say, do we blame Shekinah? Would you sleep in that bed if you were moving over there to like be his girlfriend?
I'm not probably the one to ask. I also do think, I think he probably changed the sheets. I think the bed, unless she's like actually rubbing up against it, I think it's fine.
I don't think he has a lot of money to pay for
it. I don't think he does either. The idea that she wanted him to get a new bed to me means she's not okay with him being with 2,500 women.
Well, she won't even let him train women anymore.
That's the thing.
I kind of wish this is why
I'm saying she's not being authentic and real. I wish she'd just say, it really fucking bothers me you were with that many women.
But if he wasn't with that many women, though,
He probably wouldn't be so good at dicking you down.
And but that with 2,500 women, it made him realize what he wants. I think he's done enough for a lifetime.
He's just gearing up for his OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Gonna be anyway, like Sinjin.
She's not sleeping on the couch. She goes out to sleep on the couch. And I thought it was kind of sweet where he's like, move over. He didn't let it become a big thing.
Wow, it's so sad to me that you look at that as sweetness and tenderness when he then leaned in and ate her face. And
yeah, and it was hot.
Yeah.
He takes off his clothes, y'all, and then she begged for that D.
I think you're my definition. I think of sweetness are a little different. We need to move on.
Speaking of non-sweet, unsweetened tea, Kim and TJ, Kimberly and TJ.
Best line to me of this episode is when TJ, he's going to meet them, and TJ, he shows up, and he's like, her parents are so cute and smiling. I love the people who smile because I love when they smile at you, or you smile at them, and they smile back. And I laughed, and I said, that's because no one in your family ever smiles.
No one. And even Kim, when she sees him, she doesn't smile.
No. Mom comes in, brother, dad doesn't care.
I don't think we are hearing the whole story in this segment. I think we're being edited to believe a certain thing, and I think the rug's going to get pulled out from under us.
I think they're going to get together.
Me too. But
I think that too because of the last scene of the way she was.
Yeah. And I think they're playing up her horribleness.
I think she's gotten bad at it?
I think they're showing everything she can, and I think he's getting really good at it.
I agree with that.
Although she said all these things, so you can't. I think this is someone who I would not want to hang out with in life. I think she's extremely judgmental. She's a born martyr. She weaponizes her own trauma.
Yeah, I don't need to pull cards to see that.
Okay. What's bad is let's go through this. So he's meeting for the first time. And you can tell he looked bad. He looks good because he's dressed up to meet the. And dad's basically says, you know, she told us about Yash and feeling uneasy in the home. How can you reassure us that she is accepted? He has a good answer. He said, she's already accepted. My parents have accepted her. Y'all, that's usually the biggest thing in all of our U.S.-Indian relationships that we've had is that the parents can accept you.
But to her, they're not accepting of her.
Right. But so, that's what I'm clarification.
The brother is actively not accepting her at all.
Right.
So again, I do think that's a little bit of TJ gilding the lily, and y'all don't pull over.
Well, but I think before she came, the parents had accepted. When I say the parents had accepted, that's what he's saying. The parents had accepted I was marrying her.
Yeah. In other words, he's marrying an American woman.
You don't have to, for TJ, you don't have to be buddy-buddy. No one else has, the parents have ever accepted the American woman to get married. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's thinking about it the opposite way, that she should be able to come in and live her life with the biggest holes in her jeans possible and go to McDonald's every day and wave the American flag and without any change in her lifestyle.
Who doesn't want to live that dream?
But I'm saying, I'm being hyperbolic here. Yeah. And what she says, and this is one thing that I think is disingenuous. Yes. Is she keeps saying.
She was really fucking annoying to me this episode.
She keeps saying things like, you just don't want to be to me. So you're telling me that I can't do this, but so you're saying I can't be me. Like she equates everything is hyperbolic that she says, and you can never win because she says, you're just telling me that you don't like the way I am.
She takes it. She immediately takes all these things and makes them very personal and very much about her identity because she feels, again, mom doesn't like her very much.
Yep.
So there's a lot of weight carrying of that I'm unlovable. No one likes me. You're right. She really makes everything about that core belief.
Yep. And weaponizes it to everyone she meets who disagrees with her.
And I don't even think she knows she's doing it.
Possibly. He and Kimberly says, he said she's already accepted. She's like, well, it doesn't seem like they're accepting me. This is kind of the worst thing here. And you can tell she's a self-sabotager. Because, y'all, what she wants is her parents to pull her aside and say, we don't think this is working. And she wants her parents to convince her to end this. That's why she's acting like a pill at dinner.
Well, I think there's a kind of looking at her whole story. Look, y'all know I'm woo-woo. I love a good tarot card session, all that shit. Love some meet some Chani. However, and one reason I like Chani because she talked about it, but all of that kind of stuff, it's not meant to rule your life. It's just like any religion. It's not meant to be this dogma that should guide every detail of your life. Because what happens when we do that often, people are looking to avert responsibility for themselves. So that way, if something happens to them, they don't have to say, I fucked up. I made a mistake. I think that's why she's into cards. All this shit. Because she pulls the cards and she'll say, well, the cards are guiding me somewhere else. Or maybe I read the cards wrong. Or the cards are saying to no. She does same thing. She wants her parents to pull her out. And I guarantee you, if her parents pulled her out, or part of her would say, well, that probably would have worked out if my parents
totally
pulled me out.
I totally agree with you.
Because she doesn't want the responsibility of it.
And I guarantee you, this is not the first time the parents have either tried to intercede. And I think this
Kurt
time
and
they're
Lisa
trying not
have,
to.
Yeah. Kurt and Lisa have done this before.
And she they even say, we've never seen her be this in love with someone before TJ. And anyway, she basically says they go through this one thing. She's like, he doesn't want me to have liberty. And she's like, but I don't think I'm free if I have to abide by all these rules. And I was thinking, what are the rules?
I don't think he's clear on them because you're right. You said when she's being so hyperbolic, how do you make rules whenever, you know, he says, I told you that we were engaged and this is how the custom shows. And then she full on says, but that was never what I wanted.
And and then she says, I never had any intention of moving in with your family. And that's when I said, but he says,
he didn't tell her the whole picture. But yeah, he said it.
She does not dispute this. He's like, well, then she said, does my opinion matter at all? And then, she makes him say, no, your opinion doesn't matter at all.
She wants him to say it.
Yeah.
It was the first time that she admitted, you did tell me what life was going to be like here, and I told you that's not what I wanted. Y'all, and you know what? I forgot. She lived there for a year.
Yeah.
We forget she lived there. Sissy brought it up, and I went, I forgot that because she acts as if she's never been and lived in India before. And so after that, and then hearing her say, that's not what I wanted, I went, oh, this, I feel like, is less about him gaslighting you and not telling you the full picture, which I think he did a little. This is more about you just having complete, like, this American willful ignorance that you can change thousands of years of culture.
I'm also going to say it's her choosing her pattern of being miserable in relationships and making the other person miserable. So it's this constant drama of that means that kind of makes her feel like, this is my pattern.
Yeah. Well, it feels normal. Yeah.
And then at one point she says, you need to drop your attitude. And he just goes, ma'am, you are not my teacher.
Y'all, her parents look like they're watching golden doodle puppies being drowned in a bag.
I was going to say it's faces of death.
They just, you see the color drain from both of their faces. I didn't mean to laugh, but I did.
It is interesting, though. Y'all, you don't do this to someone you're engaged to unless you want your parents to dislike them.
Yes.
This is totally, I was shocked. You know, they say, I love this person, but this is the first time your parents are meeting him. And don't, and even from the beginning, she is just like stank face.
Yeah.
I just think it was intentional to get them on her side so they could buy her a plane ticket and said, you're going back with us because you're not happy.
And it's terrible. You know,
but
and then
guess
next,
what?
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, he's like, what was the question? And she's like, oh, the question was, do I consider my wants and needs going to matter in this relationship? And that's, you know, that's a rhetorical question. You don't expect an answer, because the answer is, and he says, yes. Because it's so ridiculous and mean to do something like that to someone.
It is. Next morning, Lisa does what Lisa does best, and that is putting Kimberly back together again.
Yeah.
They kind of have this, there's not much happen, but
it's, they got in a text argument.
But she talks about that they got in this text argument, and now he won't answer her. And basically, he sent me a text telling me he wants to be out of my existence, saying,
well,
I tried my best, but I'm ending my existence in your life. Take care.
He said, you aren't happy with me. I'm ending my existence in your life.
We read the text. They show them. He actually was super, in that little thread, he was kind.
Well, the thing is, what he's doing is not giving her what she wants. She wants him to fight and rail against what to some kind of cultural thing and call her a spoiled American. And she wants to be able to say no and fight back and forth. And he calls her fucking bluff, y'all. And it's a beautiful thing.
Sadly, mom knows how the stepmom, Lisa, knows how this is going to go. Ooh. Because she just completely validates all of Kimberly's feelings and says, well, if you love him, then you really love him and you should fight for him. And I went, tell this woman to come home.
Yeah.
That's what you should say. Stop playing house in India with people's
emotions.
You're
never going to be happy.
And get the fuck home.
She basically calls him after that. And
Kimberly calls TJ, yeah, not Lisa.
Yeah, not Lisa. And he says, it feels like if I wasn't in your life, then you'd be happy.
I'm confused. Did you not just break up with me? Again, she wants him to say it.
I know.
Break up, even though he just said, y'all, spoiler alert, if someone texts you and says, hey, I feel like it's better for I'm ending my existence with you, that's a breakup.
Well, it is. At the same time, they probably had fights like this before, but the fact that he says it doesn't faze her at all when he says, you're not happy with me and I haven't made you happy, so that's a sign we shouldn't be together. And
but
then her response,
don't go ahead,
her response is, but I want to be happy with you. I won't be happy without you. And here's the thing.
And I just want to say, she said it right after that. She said, I just don't understand how things got this way. And I went, girl, are you new? Have you been here?
Yeah, this is someone who's not comfortable being happy in a relationship. This is someone who needs to have a tumultuous relationship to feel normal.
I also think she needs to villainize people, because
yes,
she keeps talking how terrible and horrible he is to her.
Run away, TJ. Run away.
Toxic. This is a great term that's it's overused, but she is a perfect example of someone.
She needs a lot of help.
God, I think toxic often refers to somebody who's mean and manipulative. I don't think she even knows that she's doing this. It's toxicity, and that it's just... Ooh, it's going to be a lot of core work.
It's that thing that basically says, so you're telling me you don't care anything about my opinion at all, or you don't care about my wants and needs. And y'all, that is her inner voice. That's her inner monologue that she needs you to replicate. She needs you to validate. She's never going to be happy with it otherwise.
Never, never, never. When he
run!
Said, all these problems are because of me. And he said, you have two minds. You love me or you want. And she's like, I'm just figuring out how to love you. I love you so much. And he said again, he said, every time though, there's something worse, I'm just really done with this. And then she says, so this is it? I'm like, girl,
well,
girl.
I think he's going to stay and she's going to pull a John Cusack with the boombox. I think she's going to make a big romantic gesture at y'all. And then then the highs are highs and the lows are lows. I guarantee you they've had this fight lots of times.
Listen, if David is stupid enough to ask Tion to marry him, then boy. That's
what a vile wretch.
You know what this couple it's true. Oh, she's horrible. She's one of the worst 90-day people we've ever had. She put her on the bus. Put her.
She's absolutely vile.
She's vile. Yeah. You know what this couple needs? They need Petey Silvera from The Last Resort.
That would be great.
That's what they need. Some couple sounds. Like we wanted to tell you in the announcements, but we forgot. Y'all, that episode of Petey Silvera is dropping this Wednesday of The Last Resort. There's a podcast called The Last Resort Sessions, actually. Really great. We talk about a thing, but it's where they interview the therapist, that the three therapists that are on The Last Resort. It's great. They do it for each episode. Petey was on. She did an interview with us. Poodle now is contacting her about past life regression.
Oh, God, I just know I was a fucking concubine.
I don't think you're wrong.
I think I was a sex worker in several lives. As I said before on the thing, I think you were poor in most of them.
He did say that about me.
Petey agreed with me, actually.
She did not. Y'all, she even turned with, if you're into this, she talked to Dr. Brian Wise, who I've talked about that book, Many Lives, Many Masters. Anyway, great interview. She has her own podcast too with her daughter. I can't remember the name right now. We do talk about it on the show and it'll be in the show links. But anyway, we just wanted to let everybody know about that and
she's
shout out
wonderful.
To that. Dropping on Wednesday on the public feed for all.
Do you want to talk about Drag Race now?
RuPaul Drag Race. Okay. Start your engines. RuPaul Drag Race. May the best person win. RuPaul Drag Race. Honey!
I think they say may the best drag queen win.
May the best drag queen win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, tell us about your RuPaul's Drag Race Live in Vegas extravaganza.
It was at the Flamingo, which I really enjoyed. That was a nice, fun hotel.
Did that used to be something else? Or did they just
revamp
it? No,
Flamingo is the oldest hotel on the strip because it's the one Bugsy Malone started.
Oh, that they just renovated it.
Apparently a cab driver told us that there are a lot of even mafia people, they're very very superstitious in tearing it down because Bugsy's the one that started it.
Oh,
Bugsy
wow.
or Bubsy? No. Is that what that movie
Bugsy.
with what's his
Bugsy
name
Malone.
Is about?
Warren Beatty. Yeah.
But I've never seen that movie. Is it good? Isn't that how him and Ann Beatty met?
Annette Bening.
What did I say?
Ann Beatty.
Is she an actress too?
No. It's Annette Bening, who is the wife of Warren Beatty.
Well, okay. So, okay, y'all. I've done.
Ann B. Davis was from the Brady
Alice,
Bunch.
Maybe yeah. that. I've done some pretty gay stuff in my life. I've done this podcast.
I'd vouch for that.
Yeah, I've done some cabaret gays. I've had a lot of things in my butthole.
You don't have to be gay for that.
That's true. That's true.
It helps, but
this was one of the gayest things I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
It was. A was the people. Y'all, if you think you don't want to go, if you don't want to go by yourself to RuPaul's Drag Race Live at the Flamingo, it's just a bunch of sissies. It's just our people. That's who
it's
it
just
is.
Our listeners.
It's just our list. It's like our moderate Sissy Jordana. Like, I mean, it's just Brianna. It's just all, it's just you. It's just you. In fact, we sat by this beautiful.
Are they advertising? Are you trying to get people to go?
So we sat by this woman. It's me and one of my best friends, Brian. We've been friends forever. So we went and just had like, he needed a break from his husband. I wanted a break from life. So we popped out for a day. And so
we went and we sat by this woman, this beautiful woman named Tiana, and got to know her. And she said, I'm coming with my two best gays. And we went, great. They show up later. It's this really cute little twink with this, I'm going to call him just kind of the epitome of West Hollywood gay man, just blonde.
Yeah.
Kind of had that perfect nose, like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast after he changes.
Oh, yeah.
Was very ripped and was wearing a black mesh shirt over his body.
That's a thing now.
With tight pants, yeah.
Gays are wearing those. Yeah.
But gays like mesh, that's fine. And so, but more on him later.
Okay.
But as far as the show, you go, you know what I kind of love about it? Is that it's not super, like the theater's nice, but it's not crazy nice.
Yeah.
And so.
A little rundown.
Kind of like the theaters we play when we go on tour.
We shouldn't go someplace really
like
nice.
If we ever do a live show, we should contact the Flamingo. It's the perfect venue for us. So anyway.
Could they give it to us for free?
No, I don't.
Fine. Fine.
I don't think they're going to do that. So, okay. And so there's the cast is, I want to, because it kind of rotates. So you see different people. So the cast that I saw was, there was Bosco, mm-hmm. who has a new face. I didn't recognize her at first, but I loved Bosco. She was great. She did a lot of burlesque things. There was also, I said her name earlier, the one who does Britney Spears all the time.
Derek Barry.
Derek Barry was there, looked beautiful, looked just like Britney. There was Lawrence Chaney. Lawrence Chaney, one of my favorite, hilarious.
From UK.
From
yes.
UK. Also, I don't know this queen because I didn't watch Drag Race Thailand, but Pangina Heels, who was fucking fierce as fuck. Nope,
people love her.
I'm a fan now. In fact, WeHo Gay Guy at one point, I got so excited about her. He just stood up during her performance. But he just peed. But we were in the booth in like the middle section. So there were all these people behind him, and this like buff gay guy like put his hand on the back. He was like, "Get down, bro." And
wow.
like popped him down on his chair. And then the WeHo Gay looked at me and was like, "Way, I'm sad." And so sad gay. And so he was
sad gay.
He got very drunk. He kept going into the aisles trying to take pictures of people and like film them like he was their mom recording this for their Instagram. Oh, and then the security guard would come and attack, grab him away, and he would go, "Me, I'm sad gay," and sit and pout. And then his little twink friend would comfort him.
Oh, that's their relationship.
I love the girl Tiana. Like when the ooh, don't get me started on the pit crew. Holy fuck,
ooh.
Y'all! They were hot, and at
more
one point
tongue pops.
They come dancing by your table, and you sissies are fucking dick pigs. Because when they ripped off their shirts, I saw not gay men, but I saw women lurch over booth
and touch
tables.
Them.
And just touch again. Tiana did right Mercer. Beside me.
Mercer.
But and then I looked at Tiana and I said, "Well, you told me your boyfriend wanted to come to this. Now I know why he didn't."
Yeah, I think it's not really a boyfriend experience.
No,
unless you bring your gay boyfriend.
No, I gotta say my also at one point they. You know, it's very, I don't want to give away, but the show is kind of like it acts like an episode of Drag Race. Like we see them come in, then
that
they do like
sense.
A challenge, then they do another challenge, and then they kind of do a lip sync off for their life thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's smartly done. They take the show and they frame it something that we know, but then they kind of turn it on its heels. It also is littered with just ad placement, like Loverboy drinks. There's such
oh, like Loverboy, like
not
Kyle's
Loverboy, but company? Love Jones. I think RuPaul made cocktails. Love, they're called like Loverkins.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what it's called. It's RuPaul has a brand of drinks. I've never had.
Obviously, it made a big impression.
Yeah. Well, my friend was sober, and I didn't really drink either because I had to keep my brain for that way when it was hot. That's why I only had just like two Captain Morgans and Diet Cokes.
That's so gross.
Anyway. So, but At one point, Derek Barry, the MC, who I'm going to get to later, the MC said, Derek, how are you doing? And Derek Barry said, I'm tired. And I think that was true because at first I thought Derek Barry was channeling her. Like she did a whole Britney Spears moment. Britney? I thought she was channeling current Britney, who doesn't exert anything now in doing choreography.
Very meta.
And then I realized that maybe Derek Barry and Britney are the same person.
She's just tired.
Derek Barry's fucking tired. She is worn out. I mean, she didn't squat once during a dance number.
Wow.
But she looked just like Britney, and I still loved it, and I queened out when she did it anyway. Because arguably, she is the best Britney Spears impersonator probably in Vegas. She's pretty amazing.
That's what people say.
Okay. My favorites of the short were Kennedy Davenport.
LaGuardia.
Kennedy. Yeah. Well, she said Kennedy, LaGuardia, and something else. I forgot.
LaGuardia.
Anyway, Kennedy Davenport is a force of mother tucking nature. She is so great. The shit she did, the flips, the turns.
Oh, wow.
The wig changes. It was incredible. I loved her, loved her, loved her. My favorite part, though, I got to say, was Asia O'Hara was the MC, and she was so fucking hilarious. She did so much crowd work. She made fun of all these people. Are you looking at dick pics on your phone?
No, I'm trying to look up Asia O'Hara's quotes because I don't remember her being a funny queen.
Oh, and that's I agree. Thank you for saying that because I don't think she was as funny on the show.
Yeah.
Like at one point she was interviewing, she was doing crowd work and she said, hey, she's talking to this woman. And this woman's name was Galia. She was from somewhere in Europe. And Galia came. She said, Galia, what's my name? And the woman said, remind me again. And she laughed about it. She was really funny. She made the show. She made the show.
I'm proud for her.
They did this whole bit. I wish you had been there because I would have volunteered you. They did this whole bit. Where she shows people how to do how you slap someone on camera.
Yes.
Love to see you slapped repeatedly.
I just remember Kennedy Davenport, not Asia O'Hara, but said, after a long night of hooking, Trey didn't like the session, so he gutted me and set me on fire. But I didn't die, bitch. I crystallized, and now I'm a glamazon bitch ready for the runway.
Ready? I mean, I would watch Kennedy, what is it? It's Kennedy something. Kennedy. Oh well, I can't remember. It was great. It was a really great time. Tickets aren't that expensive.
I'm thinking of a different Asia, I believe.
There's a lot of different Asias. Are you thinking of Latinx Queen Asia? Asia, A-S-I-A, Asia, not Asia.
No, that's Aja.
Aja. There's a lot of Asia Ajas, I feel like.
Texas queen.
Yeah, she's from Texas. I think she might be from Houston. Y'all, loved her. Great, 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 great.
I'm proud for her.
It was moving. There were songs about, you know.
I remember this, a cock-a-doodle don't.
Oh, yeah, a cock-a-doodle don't. There's lines about being yourself. Remember, like, it's empowering. It's fun. It's funny.
Good.
And because it's Vegas, you're in and out in 90 minutes because they want you to go back and gamble.
Perfect.
So I had a great time. Highly recommend.
Use our code when you purchase tickets. Oh, wait. We're not pumping the show.
We're not. But God, if I need to find some.
I wish we could advertise.
We should. I need to get some of those. Oh, Jonathan on the pit crew. Oh, my God.
Can we make this less about people you want to fuck on the pit crew?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, let's move on.
And that's been your RuPaul's Drag Race Roundup.
Roundup? I like Roundup. If you want to use Roundup, I'll use Corner. I think that's better.
I'll use whatever the fuck I want to.
I'm just trying to brand it better.
Uh-huh.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row?
Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Holly and Wayne. Otherwise, this show's already an hour. That's why I was trying to get you to move.
You had to go into very descriptive descriptions of how you broke a bed.
That took 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You already talked sure. about Vegas for 20 mm-hmm. minutes.
Thumbs up to that.
Y'all, we're going to a safari. Which I think sounds a lot better than going to a zoo. Because at least the animals aren't caged.
Yeah, but there's a fence or something, right? I don't want a lion or an elephant to charge me.
No, you're going around in a golf cart or a Jeep.
I don't know if I can do that.
I think it looks much cooler.
I don't want them to be fenced in. So I'll watch it on TV.
I think they are fenced in, but they got a lot of room to move around in. It's like not like a fucking zoo. Someone who comes from Oklahoma where they have private zoos, you're complaining about animals being fenced in?
I didn't make the private zoos. Why are you coming to me?
You went to them.
Come see the animals at Arbuckle Wilderness. The animals are waiting for you.
You can see animal cruelty at Arbuckle Wilderness.
The animals are waiting.
Want to kill you.
Da, da, da.
Anyway, we also have Wayne's sister, Rose.
Rose.
Basically Wayne in a wig.
In a wig.
But it's fun.
But I'm glad that Holly has someone.
Yeah, it's the day before the wedding. And I will say this. I guess Wayne, she keeps saying, I got a lot of stuff to do for the wedding. And I guess they said they bought a package. How much does she have to do? Then it did scare me when she's talking to Rose and she's like, yeah, the dress isn't really finished yet. I'm like, why did you go?
I kind of am on her a little bit of like, I think this was poor planning because usually the day before the wedding, that is a day, usually the celebrations begin.
Right.
The day before, in some cultures even before, but that's when you want to spend time with family and I thought this was like a fun thing to do the day, very South African thing to do with her mom before the wedding. Have your dress done, Holly. Of course, she has been worried about how they're going to eat
for everything.
And who killed the dog.
And Rose basically says, I'm very excited about Wayne marrying Holly because I can see the difference in him after he's been with her as opposed to the other women mm-hmm. he's been with. And at least Rose is saying, what can I do to make this better for you? And she's like, oh, it's going to be great. It's a small wedding. It's going to look just like a fairy tale. Shocker. Because everything has to be a fairy tale.
Yeah, true.
And Rose says, we're going to really have to go out of our way to make things special. So it sounds like they're going to have a pretty for them, they're going to make something that's going to work for them.
I think so. I think so. That's really it. There's not
brand dairy, as you say.
Thank you. Boy, that felt validating.
I don't
brand
like
dairy.
It. Just know I'm doing it.
Y'all, they've been there for 3 months, and Daddy had to leave the house, and they've been fucking.
Well, Lolo, the grandfather.
Grandpa. Grandpa left the house. We fucked like rabbits.
He has shaved his head, and it
not is... Not a good look.
It is giving Heaven's Gate realness.
Yeah. It's not good.
All he needs is some pair of black sneakers and all black and some, why did they kill themselves? I think it was arsenic.
I almost feel like they were done with this couple and then they called the producers and they're like, hey y'all, we pregnant. And they went, okay, because 3.5 months, that's a long time.
Yeah. I think it's weird that we haven't seen them in probably 3 months. Probably.
I just said that.
You said 3 months, 3.5 months. But I'm saying.
No, I said, but that's what he said.
No, he said 3.5 months. You're not understanding what I'm saying. Because they filmed us. We've seen them for like 2 more weeks. So I'm saying the last time we saw them was probably 3 months ago.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I thought you were thumbs upping and confusing me.
No, I was just thinking the last time we checked in with them in their timeline. So
go ahead.
The pregnancy test is positive.
She took two of them. Mary's been having baby fever, and Brandon said, well, you know, I know we've been trying, and I went, wait, what? What?
Huh? What? I didn't know baby fever was something you get at 23 or however old she is. No, she has mental illness. That's not baby fever.
Baby theater?
I almost said
baby
theater.
We are not doing baby theater.
come take my class on baby theater.
Baby theater. No. Yeah, if they have baby fever, can we get a vaccination for that too? Because I think they needed it.
What the fuck? That's all I... This is...
I mean, it makes sense that they both are coming from not... Literally, she's a... I mean, really, they're... Abandoned one and abandoned two. By the way, in Vegas at a store, I saw these cups for sale and it was thing one and thing two.
Sale?
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. And so there's these two plastic. See, it's appropriate for what you just said. And I'll get to it in a minute. But the cup said instead of thing one, thing two, it said bitch one and bitch two. I went, I should get both of those for Poodle.
I fill both those cups up. So y'all remember they have no money
moolah, dinero, euro, coin,
bread.
Yeah,
and he's noticeably freaked out, and she's like, oh, why are you worried? I'm worried too, but this morning sickness, and I'm kind of worried about the baby. And he's like,
hold on, I gotta go throw up.
And this is the thing, y'all, his worry is, will I be a good father at 24 to provide for my child? She hasn't even thought about this.
No.
When Lolo is gone, I feel confident because we're humans. It's almost like everything was not about her religious beliefs, but her grandfather's religious beliefs about why she wanted to save herself before marriage.
Yep.
So as soon as he goes away, she forms her own little family. And now Brandon is the new Lolo.
Basically.
Oh.
That's it. That's all I got for them, y'all.
I actually have one more little thing. I actually have a house guest here. Staying with me for a little bit. It's
I fought against this, y'all.
I'm
y'all, Poodle, why don't you go take a break? Why don't you go take a break? We're just gonna do a little interview with someone.
I had a visitor. I don't know how he found I think he must have knew I was here. We have the gecko who lives
he's already starting.
Gavin the Gecko, who Gavin. Lives in, there he goes.
Poodle, go get an iced tea. I'll take care of it.
It's
hey,
me.
Gavin.
Gavin the Gecko.
Boy, you made an appearance this episode.
Yeah, you saw me again. But what you don't know,
yeah,
I came here to talk about how that sweet, smooth-butted boy, I saw that baby being conceived. I just, whoa. I was up there pulling my gecko pud, as I normally do.
Don't.
Waiting for the gecko juice to come out.
I'm still, no, I'm still, no. I'm still.
That's me just catcalling.
Oh, there it goes again. Why? Stop it. Why? Why are you a smooth butt boy? I'm still
his
on that.
Smooth butt. I could just reach out with my gecko hand and spread some of my gecko goo on it.
Okay. So did you watch from the rafters?
It just makes me choke my gherkin, gecko gherkin, if you know what I mean. So I'm watching up there as I normally do on a nightly basis.
How did it go? Yeah.
He enters her, she cries out, and I go, and that's a baby.
Wow.
Because I climax too.
That quick. So
seeing
it was
that
quick.
Boy.
Did anyone cry afterwards or during?
I did.
Oh. But
I did, because actually it wasn't really tears. It was my gecko jizz raining down from the rafters, kind of baptizing them with jizz and my sperm. But I don't got no girl gecko to get it on with. I just want a boy gecko to have my own. It's so very sad, actually.
Very sad, Gavin the Gay Gecko. Very sad. So what is your prognosis for this? Do you think this baby's going to have a good life with these parents?
Oh, no. I got out of there. It's very sad. That's why I'm going to West Hollywood to see if I can find me some gay other gay geckos. I've heard of this place called Fiesta Cantina. Sounds like they got some rafters I can hide in. And I can watch these boys while I jerk my gecko pud. All I'm saying, boys, is check the drinks at Fiesta Cantina, because they going to be a little milky tonight.
Gavin the Gecko, everybody.
Adios, I'm off to Fiesta Cantina.
Yeah. All right, that's y'all. Danielle's dog pees on her, and that's all you need to know. I can't anymore.
I completely forgot about them. I'm
sorry. I don't know how we're going to come back from that.
Johan and Ellie Mae Clampett, I call.
We're going to lose people over that one, but that's okay.
Why is this episode so long? It was only 45 minutes. You had to talk about Vegas for 20 fucking minutes.
Yeah, that didn't go that.
Okay, that bit was like 2 minutes long. I will not take any slander for this.
Gavin the Gecko, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, he's off to West Hollywood currently.
To West Hollywood. Sadly, he would fit in there.
I think so. Just gooning.
I don't think this is going to be the last we've seen of Gavin the Gecko.
Nope.
Uh-huh. Sadly. I don't think it is.
I hope he finds love.
That's y'all. So really, there's not much. Danielle and Johan and Miserable Bitch bring their dog to the immigration lawyer's office. They want to know what their options are. Again, this is for the first time. We're kind of finding out that maybe Johan is realizing he's on the wrong show.
Yeah, she needs to go to New York City for some reason. It's probably to go to court for Easy Pass. And and Jeanette, the lawyer, and she's like, I don't know. We're trying to figure out, does he need a tourist visa? Or should we, like, he's mentioned bringing up a green card. So what we're trying to figure out is, the goal is that we'd be able to, like, live here and travel the U.S. when we want to. And, like, she's like, he may have a different goal, though. Shh.
ixnay on saying this in Anishpe.
Yeah.
Shh, don't tell him that I ain't going back to America A.
America A, yes. That is what she does.
Yeah, when he says he has a different goal, but like, I know what I want to do and I want to stay here. He wants to go to the U.S. and I think it's adorable.
I went, that, what love? Y'all, because of course, so basically they find out there's two different visas and the attorney's really getting detailed into this information. And then yeah. Danielle's dog pees all over her.
She's like, it's fine. I raised a child. And y'all, the lawyer's like, but I didn't ask for dog urine to be all over the floor of my office.
She's like, it's fine. Hi, it's fine.
And at one point, Danielle's like, you know what? I already know the path in my brain already. And I think it's going to be a tourist visa. There's no real discussion. She just kind of decides for Johan.
Because she says, well, applying for a green card like he wants, that takes a lot of trust. And I went, but you're already married. You married him. If you do not fully trust the person you marry,
yep.
You married the wrong person.
And then Johan says, I think it's really selfish on her part. I don't have anything in her country. I have no kind of infrastructure. And I'm a man with an American wife, and I think I should have some kind of way to get to the country. She shuts him down, and then they both, he walks out, and she waddles out.
She does.
That's what happens. Like, she waddles everywhere.
She does.
With that ass!
That's the show!
Her best feature.
I aged during this one.
That was a long show.
Boy, this was longer than my craps run.
I would love Christina to do an edit, to do a time code on how long your stories were in there.
Christina, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Our job security won't be there.
Christina, I'll pay you extra.
No.
Okay? I'm the one that handles.
He doesn't even know how to press buttons.
I do too. I could press buttons if I want to.
All right, everybody. That's the show. That's your toe. It was a good episode.
It was one of the better ones in a long time.
After this, we're going to be covering, be sure to listen to it, 90 Day UK, the last episode. Whew. And maybe, you guys, if you're not watching that show, it's been kind of, we haven't loved as much this season.
But fraudacious. Fraudacious.
This was one of the most outright, just horrifying, horrible. Just what a villain.
Oh, yeah, Tian. Oh, I think the real villain of the show. Tian, yes, but the real villain of the show is the producing and the editing.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Anyway. All right, everybody. But it's the last episode of 90 Day UK, mm-hmm. And then there's the tell all next week for that. So
is it next week? I assume it is.
You know what? You're right. I assume. I don't know. It didn't say. Yeah. So we'll talk about that on UK, but we're not really sure. So that's pretty much the answer to that.
Yeah. We don't have a relationship with that production company.
Y'all go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find out every information about us. Be sure to follow us on all the social media. Again, Golden Bachelor will be coming. That is going to be a public feed show.
Yes.
But it will be available at the $8 whole enchilada tier on RG+.
Commercial free.
For your pleasure. So be sure to check
September 28th.
Out. Yeah, if you have
Thursdays.
We already have some collabs set up. Let us know. Tweet us, Instagram us. Let us know what Bachelor podcast do you want to?
Are you obsessed with?
Yes, because sometimes y'all, that's how we find people, and then we end up doing collabs with them, and we make friends. So we love that. We love that. All right, everybody. We call these people Lonely Hearts because. I'm gonna cue this up for you, Poodle, because I sadly know where this is gonna go.
Oh, really? I don't think you
lonely
know.
Lonely hearts, because
you don't know.
Aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
This wasn't where I was going.
But I'll do it. If some nights you're out, it's balmy. You're underneath some rafters. And you just hear me calling at you. It's Gavin the Gay Gecko. And my semen just fell on your head.